3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It is Independence Day Eve. It's a great day, and that one big, beautiful bill has passed. Let me tell you the two things that the Democrats were able to do, and it will clearly show how pathetic and childish they are and totally devoid of any substance. In the Senate, their big move was Schmuck Schumer, their leader over there, invoking this strange procedure so he could change the name from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. I don't know what he called it. It is officially named now. It doesn't matter because everybody's still calling it the Big Beautiful Bill. So again, pathetic and childish and really amounted to nothing, which is exactly what Hakeem Jeffries did in the House of Representatives. Spent, what, 9 hours prattling on about nothing? His goal, by the way, wasn't to get the bill defeated. He knew it was going to be passed. His goal was to make sure it wasn't approved today so that President Trump would sign it tomorrow, Independence Day. Well, it didn't work. I've already gotten a fundraising email from the Democrats who have told me 17 million people are going to be kicked off of health care as a result of this. I should point out to you that those 17 million people, if in fact that's a number that's legit, and I doubt it, will be illegal aliens who were never entitled to it in the first place, and able-bodied people who, as Bill Clinton said many years ago, should be getting employed. They should be working, not receiving welfare. So there you have it. Oh, and the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, don't forget, charitable contributions are now deductible for everyone. Charities should be cheering. All right, well, let's get to the meat of this. Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, joins us every week. He loves stuff like this, and he really does tell us what's going on. Brian, welcome. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, hey, Jeff. Wow. I mean, they're keeping it busy over the fourth holiday, huh?
They are indeed. I know there's some crazy stuff in there, but for the most part, this is another big win for the president, don't you think?
Well, I think it's a major win for him, and it's really interesting because, you know, when you think about, okay, are Republicans going to get annihilated next year's elections or not, when you start looking back and then you realize that if you're a Democrat and a longtime Democrat, maybe you're even a donor, how motivated are you going to be to donate or get involved in their party based on, as you say, how petty they were and how little input they really had into the whole process, and how in the end they really won no battles? I mean, changing the name of the bill is the dumbest waste of time ever. And, you know, if Trump had had to sign the bill on July 4th, I don't think that would have been, I think he would not have minded at all. So, you know, what were they? I don't even know. That's so petty. It's too stupid to talk about. I mean, it's, you know, if that's what they've got and it's all they've got, yep, then maybe we're not in trouble next year after all.
Well, you know, from your lips to God's ears, because I'm looking at this. And honestly, Brian, those are the two things that they seem to have been able to do. Change the name. And even that, I know you just said it's not even worth talking about, but I'm going to talk about it anyway, because everybody is still calling it the Big Beautiful Bill.
Well, right. And I'm not telling you what to talk about, Jeff. It's your show.
No. But,
I'm not a guest dictator here.
No. But you know what I'm saying? That's all they've got from the Senate side. And then all that Hakeem Jeffries could offer was what amounted to a giant temper tantrum in the hopes that President Trump wouldn't get the bill until July the 5th, and then you couldn't have Independence Day as a background. Good Lord, how?
Oh, so he will sign it on Independence Day. I think I misunderstood there.
No.
So they were trying to make it one day later.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So that part I misunderstood. So all they were trying to do was affect the timing of the signing, which no one will remember, you know, 3 weeks from now anyway.
Exactly.
So it doesn't have any. This is what I'm saying. If you're trying to win elections, if you're the Democrats and you really want to retake Congress, and they are so close to it in the House, you know, wouldn't you want to really be out there with substantive issues that really resonate with people? And I don't know why they can't get their acts together on this stuff at all, and really, you know, get anybody behind them. And they have it. You know, the best they have is this No Kings thing, which went nowhere. And they really have not been able to get focused on key issues, you know, that might matter to people, because people are really struggling out there. There's no question. And they, you know, I don't know why anybody would give them a dime, Jeff. I really don't.
That's a great observation. Brian Maloney joining us, the great Brian Maloney, media equalizer. By the way, just came across, Brian, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, President Trump will sign the bill. So 9 o'clock on Independence Day, he will sign the bill. So that'll be neat for him. I know they'll do a lot with that. But what are those issues? Look, you and I obviously do not want left-wing people in charge of anything, but you're a smart guy. You've been around this space for many, many years. If they were smart enough to say, all right, Maloney, here's a big bag of cash. Tell us what we're doing wrong. What are the issues? And in typical left-wing fashion, that big bag of cash, it's all unmarked bills. So here you go, Maloney. Tell us the issues we
should
be talking about.
I really like this whole line of thinking. I mean, this is like the best plan I've heard of in a long time, Jeff. I like you. Keep going with this.
Okay.
Keep going.
What would you tell them? What would you tell them? Hey, guys, here are the three top things that if I'm you, I'd be talking about.
Well, I think, you know, if you had the ability, you'd get the whole thing and start over. But as we know, and as, you know, as we already knew, but we know now even more, you can't do anything there. You can't. Everything is set in stone. There's actually very little power that anyone has.
Right.
Most of Washington is on autopilot. Most of these agencies are on autopilot. You can't do much with their funding. You can't. You just Congress doesn't have the power. The president doesn't have the power. You know, and that's what people don't understand. Most of that budget every year is spoken for before the debate even starts.
Mm. That's insane. What about over in the Senate? Because you were the guy that called this out for the last couple of weeks, and I really hadn't heard other people discuss it until the last week when people were saying, hey, wait a minute, this Senate parliamentarian, who the hell are they, and why do they get to make these decisions, and why isn't this John Thune character doing something about it?
Well, and that's because John Thune is a total fraud, and the fact that anyone believed from the get-go that he would be on our side, even anything, if you've looked at his voting record over many, many years, you'd know that, you know, he's another Lisa Murkowski kind of character, or Susan Collins, that's what he is, and so he's not going to fight for us. He'll pretend to once in a while. I don't know why Trump ever trusted him. But, you know, I mean, I'm sure that he was thrilled with that very, very liberal left-wing parliamentarian who was ruling those ways, because that's probably what he really wanted anyway.
Yeah. I call me crazy. I don't understand why somebody, an unelected post like that and appointed by, I don't know, some left-wing senator at some point, why that person is still there, and why did they get to say, yeah, I'm going to rule on this legislation? It's just, I don't get it, man.
It's, you know, and this is the problem. When Republicans are in power, they don't remake Washington the way, you know, they should.
Yep.
They leave it the way it is. And then they are still playing defense, even when they are running supposedly running Congress. They're still the minority party, and they seem to like it that way. And I don't know why. I mean, I do have theories. We've talked about it, but yeah. I mean, I don't understand their obsession with it anyway.
Yeah. They do seem, well, anyway, I don't know. We have, our team invariably can screw up a one-car parade, as we both know. But I'm going to put that aside for the day. I think it's a great win. So, Mr. Maloney, what is next for President Trump? The border is closed down. The economy seems to be turning a corner. Unemployment is down. This big, beautiful bill is going to be signed into law. Is there anything left that he should be doing?
Well, there are all kinds of things left to do. I mean, I do think, though, that for the moment, things are quite calm, and that's a nice thing. But there's a lot that he can be doing. In particular, we still have major issues in this country with voter fraud, with elections that are not valid. And that's something that I'm becoming an activist on now more and more. Oh. That people think that, you know, just because we won the last election, that means the issue's off the table. No. We just overcame the margin of cheating. That's all we did. We didn't fix our election system. Okay. So to me, that's what I want to get Trump focused on from here is fixing our broken election system. And, you know, that's going to really be an issue in Virginia in November, you know, and it's not fixed. It's not fixed. And Virginia is a state where this really matters.
You're spot on. Yeah, we see it every year. You know, Fairfax County is the most populous county right outside of D.C., about as left wing as you can possibly get. And every year, Brian, as you know, they're always the last to report. And shockingly, they always have exactly the number of votes needed to affect whichever victory they were talking about. I mean, it's
and that's also our fault, because our counties always just report first. I've always said that our counties ought to hold back even longer until, you know, by reporting first, they know exactly how many ballots they need to stuff the box and get over the top. So what that leaves us with is the only time we win is when we overcome the cheating margin. And so we did that last year, and then everybody gets really complacent, like, oh, yeah, that issue's off the table now. Not even close. Not even close. So we haven't even begun to straighten out that mess yet. So I want to get his attention focused on that. And there are a lot of other people vying for his attention, but anything I can do, because, you know, we've got just over a year before the national midterm elections, but in Virginia, a lot less time than that, a lot less. Months. I mean, imagine if everything is stolen by Fairfax County in November and you're looking at a nightmare scenario. I mean, we can't have that happen.
You're right. Hey, I want people signed up with you. I want them following everything you're analyzing and talking about. Where is the best place to do that?
You bet. So that is facebook.com/mediaequalizer. Media Equalizer, that's one word, or Red Wave America.
I love it. Well, I want you to have a very happy Independence Day, as I like to call it, Brexit version 1.0.
you too.
We'll talk to you next week, my friend. That is the great Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer. If you don't follow Brian on Facebook, you need to. Go to Facebook and look for Media Equalizer. 348, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.